Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
I've been thinking about this since, I'd say, Saturday night, Sunday morning, when I'd say it was getting pretty aggressive for me on the old social media with some of you. Somebody already texted in and apologized for their...
I missed all that in the moment, but I was scrolling through it actually just this morning and restraining myself from applying to some of the dumbasses.
But yeah, somebody's already apologized on here and said they're sorry for their mean messages on it. But I've been thinking about this because we've kind of had conversations, right? Of like, all right, there's kind of like whatever that list is, or that Mount Rushmore, however you put it, of the teams, the organizations, the whoever it is that Houston sports hate. And right, every time, you know, we do this conversation or it comes up, the Cowboys seem to be at the top of the list.
That's every city.
Weak ass Cowboys.
A lot of them. The Cowboys at the top of the list. I feel like it's a little stronger here though. I feel like it's very strong. Maybe in Philly, maybe in Washington and New York, maybe so there, but very strong here. The Yankees, I mean, especially
also every city.
I work with Tyler. That's a big one.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
The Titans, for clear reasons, I've always expressed. I thought they should have been at the top.
Andre beat down.
Put
Dodgers
back in the trunk.
I think the Rangers may be in that thing as well.
The Junk Grabbers.
Okay, the Junk. I forgot you have a different name for everybody.
That's my favorite one.
And then I've learned the Utah Jazz really, you know, gets under the craw of some people.
Oh, Mad Max always got something to say about the folks in Utah.
Yeah. I understand that a little bit. But I'm wondering right now, it feels like the Chiefs are climbing on that list if they haven't slipped on that sucker. And I just wonder, like, where is it? I know some of it is this right now for many of you commenting on this will be recency bias and it just happened and it's fresh, but where are the Chiefs on this list of
sports hate power rankings?
Like sports hate, yeah. If you had to, like, what the teams or organizations here in Houston that the Houston sports fan hates the most,
the arrow's pointed up.
Where have the Chiefs landed? Where are they
climbing at? More and more every day, my friend.
I'd imagine it's climbing. I mean, it was emotional. Like I said, what I started to get from people voicing it and people on the text line and YouTube and Twitch the last day or so.
See, I think there's a big echo chamber on social media about, sure, oh, the Chiefs, they get every call. And people now are very hypersensitive to, well, if the Chiefs get a call, clearly the refs are cheating. We saw the Bills get a call and you didn't get the same. The refs are cheating. You got the, hey, that call was a bad missed call or a bad call overall, but not the refs are cheating.
Bundle Rooski.
Whereas with the Chiefs, it's always, oh, the refs are cheating. To me, Houston fan POV, the Chiefs really aren't that high because there's no rivalry there. You don't have a rivalry history with the Chiefs. You have a few games with the Chiefs where they kicked your ass. But you got a few games. To me,
I don't know. It feels like it's painful.
Baltimore should be higher on the list than Kansas City. Ooh. Because what they do to the Texans is illegal in 38 states. And they kick their ass.
You got a problem more with the Ravens.
Oh, the Ravens obliterate the Texans. I much bigger issue with the Ravens on the hate scale.
I couldn't agree with that at all. What did Aikman say? I couldn't agree with that call anymore.
Any less.
If I would ask you, Tyler, what is the most difficult Texans loss you've ever dealt with?
24-0 at Arrowhead Stadium in 2019.
The Ravens, that's one thing to just whoop somebody's
ass.
Well,
that was the
can't shake it, man.
The Brian Hoyer 4-pick game.
Oh, yeah, there's that one, too. That one where, God, I forgot.
24-0, though, man. That's at the front of the lobes in my dome. I mean, that is the most painful professional sports loss of my fandom. I was cloud nine up 24-0. You can ask my wife. I was watching at home all by myself, had my drink, had my snacks. I was hyped. 24-0. Holy hell, we're moving on. We're going to get to the AFC title game. Oh, my God.
But that was, and that is like the worst loss in franchise history.
God, it makes
but
my stomach hurt.
But it's also like two franchises ago. Bill O'Brien being out of here.
No,
Deshaun being out of here.
Oh, come on.
That is two franchises.
Get out of here.
You've gone through.
Where are you from?
You're Jack Easterby, whoever the hell the coach is going to be this year. We don't know. And now you are into your D'Amico and Casario actually running the team part. That is like two franchises.
I mean, John Weeks was on the team.
Stop it, Pat.
John Weeks feels like he's been on the team like since its inception.
Listen, you're from New York. The Yankees have not gotten over being up 3-0 on the Red Sox and then losing that 4-0. Like, we've never seen
before. They're the
just because
only
there's
team.
A different manager that is there. No.
Who's your
not,
daddy now?
No, the people here in Houston haven't gotten over, and I'm sorry.
I can tell you about Yankee fans because
Christie,
a lot of them are in my
Doug
family.
Or the Buffalo Bills. I don't know for that kicker's name. I have just lost his name. It's not Doug. Whatever. Matt Christie.
Steve Christie
kicking that final field goal with them coming back, having that huge lead in Buffalo, and Andre Reed catching that ball and doing that stupid dance in the end zone. No, I don't.
Do you think they hate Scott Norwood more than Steve Christie? Because Scott Norwood, of course, missed
maybe
the
Buffalo
kick in the Super
does,
Bowl.
But I know Houston hasn't forgotten. The Oilers don't even live here anymore, and I'm sure people don't even haven't forgotten that comeback just because they're gone. No,
my dad. That still
that
talks
stuff
about that
leave you just because it was Bill O'Brien ago. Hell no,
Yankee
fans—that is a gut punch.
Yankee fans have removed 2004 from their memory,
and they
just go back to 27 rings.
Yeah, rings. Red Sox won't allow them to do it. No, I just simply made that as a comment of just because bad things happen.
No,
I mean it. The Chiefs have won three Super Bowls, and I still remember Lynn Elliott missing four
Bills,
kicks in a game where they lost 10-7.
Are the Bills your most hated team because they had the comeback?
They might be up there.
I think
the Chiefs right now. One, you got two things. Yeah, the 24-0, and that was a gut punch because you lost that game, and they have stopped you twice, and then this one, people feel like in their hearts and minds they were cheated out of this game by the Chiefs. And they keep running their head up against Patrick Mahomes in it.
I assumed we were talking about the refs grouped in here with this Chiefs conversation. But to answer your question, I think the Chiefs are climbing the charts by the day in Houston on sports hate. I think they are nearing that upper echelon.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of hate.
Do you
for
have
the
them
Chiefs.
Ahead of the Yankees? Do you hate them more than the Yankees?
Hell no.
You got them ahead of the Cowboys?
Yes.
So you hate the Chiefs. Your sports hate bangs the Chiefs more than it does the Cowboys right now.
Yeah, and I know me and you talked a little about this off air before the show, but I know it doesn't work this way for everybody's fan ideology, but for me, they supersede the Cowboys in my sports hate because, the Cowboys have been so damn irrelevant for so long doing nothing. You don't got to worry about them. They're kind of just there that I don't get all hyped up, like rivalry-minded in my sports hate for the Cowboys because they just suck.
Are the Chiefs higher for you than the Tennessee Titans? Because they suck.
Now that
they should be at the top.
Yes, but that's also a divisional foe.
Fake Oilers.
That's two times a year guaranteed. We're playing the Cowboys once every, what, 4 years or so.
Are the Chiefs higher than the Colts?
Yeah, they might be.
That should never happen.
I definitely feel more comfortable saying that than the Titans. Trying to own that, you know, damn Houston history. Fake-ass Nashville Oilers.
YouTube and Twitch, Tyler's living in recent memory. I get what Tyler is saying.
I just admitted that.
Tyler is saying that, but the Cowboys haven't really just done anything to just stop you.
No.
They haven't been in your way. That's what I'm gathering from
you. Yes, they've done nothing positive since I was crapping my diapers.
Are the Chiefs higher on the list than the Patriots?
I would think so.
Oh, yes.
Because that's totally recency bias, because the Patriots owned your ass for a decade.
Yeah, but I don't. But I think you're getting it wrong. It's not. I don't think it's the owning your ass.
That aspect is like all those years of just searching for a franchise quarterback for me. It never felt like Patriots you were really South. Serious.
I mean, there are so many different avenues to the Patriots that failed.
Yeah,
Jack Easterby, Bill O'Brien.
Oh, yeah, but he's near the top of my sports.
Has there ever been a playoff or like what is the you tell me, Patrick, because you're bringing up New England. What is the I hate the Patriots moment? Because I like all these other ones, like the Yankees, you have a I hate the Yankees moment.
Letterman
the Rangers
game.
Beat you in your house, game seven. I have what they did, I hate moment.
Letterman jacket game.
Yeah, is PC
that,
nailed it.
Is that what the Patriots did to you, or is that what they did to the damn selves walking out? Are you mad at them, or are you mad at the Patriots for walking out?
No, that is the game where they thought, hey, we're on the level of the Patriots, and they found out real damn quick they're not. How about the Jacoby Brissett game?